everybody. This is Angel. I'm looking at GWA backstage at all this stuff going on, and I found an erotic questionnaire, and it's from a year ago by someone deleted, but it's still up. So they must have allowed it to remain up. And so I'm going to answer the questions. I haven't read over them. There's 10 of them. So this is going to be completely just, here we go. Question number one, what names do you crave to be called during sex? Baby. I love being called baby. I think, you know, whatever comes natural, really. But, like, that is so, like, just warms my heart. Being, like, somebody's, like, just that one. Baby. That one's a big one. Two, what names do you hate being called during sex? Bitch. That is the only, like, off limits. Hate that name. I hate being called that. That is an absolute insult in my head for some reason. We all have our one, like, word. And bitch is, like, it. I'm like, uh-uh. No. No, sir. Three, where would you love to have sex but haven't yet? I would love to have sex at a sex club. I would love to show off my skills. I don't want to be shared, but I definitely want to have sex there with somebody. Someone brave enough that's willing to protect me, but also let me put on a really good performance. So that's definitely some place I've never had sex, but I would really like to. I'm not really into, like, public sex, but because it's a sex club where that's expected, that's the activity that's happening, I'm really comfortable with that, but, like, doing it someplace I'm not supposed to, I'm not really into. What are your limits on ages of sex partners? I never liked younger guys. Never was interested in always older guys, older guys, older guys, older guys. And they had to be younger than my dad. So my dad's 65 right now. Have to be younger than that. But I've always gravitated towards just older men, like 11, 12 years older than me. However, there has been one or two younger gentlemen in their very early 20s that have snuck through. But anyways, it's typically older men, and no men younger than me, typically. But we're just gonna stay that way. We're gonna just keep it the rules like that. What genders of sex partners do you prefer? I prefer men. I like penetration. I've had sex with a woman before. I'm open to people, human beings. So if we have a connection, we're in the right age group, ladies, I would date younger if there was someone that stood out. That definitely, because I know I do tend to be more dominant with women. That's a very, very rare occasion. I very rarely call myself bisexual. But I can't say that I'm not, because there have been cases where I'm like, oh, but I like people. Like, if there was a transgender person or someone who, there's so many different kinds of genders, I don't want to insult what anyone identifies with, but if we have a connection, if we have chemistry, it is not off limits for me, as long as it's age appropriate. How many people would you have sex with at the same time? Fantasy me? Just full, like, line up and just go for it. I've seen some amazing, like, gangbangs. They're called gangbangs, sorry. In porn, that just are amazing and just get my panties so fucking wet. But in real life, I can't imagine being with more than one person at a time, because I'm just so passionate and just, I can't share another person. I'm not a jealous person, but I also don't want to share. So just one person. What kind of sex toys could you not live without? Oh my god. Just sex toys. Just sex toys. Anal toys, glass. Oh my god. Glass toys, glass dildos, amazing. Hitachi vibrators, anything made by crap, what are they called? I love them. I totally. Anyways, there's a couple of brands that I love. But definitely my glass dildos, very textured dildos are my favorite. Vibrating anal toys are amazing. let's see, where was I next? What kinks just have to be a part of your sex life? I'm very fluent with my kinks and things that I'm into. It depends on my mood. You like the sweet, the making love, but I definitely like the hair pulling, the spanking, the rougher, hold me down, hold my arms above my head, and just use me like your toy. Definitely that. There's lots, like, fuck my throat. Things like that I really, like, am into in, like, the BDSM world, like, the much rougher style of sex. But it's not mandatory. So I guess since this question is have to be a part of my sex life, obviously making love, and the tender passion, but a little bit of roughness is definitely needed there from time to time. 9, what kinks would you like to try but haven't yet? I would like to try, generic pet play. So, like, I'm a puppy, not eating out of bowls or sleeping, but, like, being disciplined, that kind of stuff. That sounds like a lot of fun. I've never done that, having a collar and a leash and stuff like that. That sounds fun. What's another? That's the first one that comes to mind. And then, what animal best represents your sexual nature? A bunny rabbit. Oh, I think a bunny rabbit. Because they make lots of babies. So, I've never made a baby. I've never tried. It sounds like they have lots of sex. I know dolphins are the only other animal that have sex for pleasure, so maybe that. Those are my two big ones. But I love sex. Obviously, guys, come on, it's me. But, this was a really fun questionnaire. I need to do these more often. Thank you for licking it. Thank you for licking it. Thank you for listening. You can lick me. I don't know. Thanks for listening, guys. I hope you enjoyed this. And I will talk to you all very soon. Have an awesome day. Bye. Mwah.